WDW Ride Guide, Episode 5, Fast Pass Plus. Welcome back, fellow riders, to the WDW Ride Guide podcast. I'm your host, Ben Crane. Thank you again for joining me this week. In our first month of podcasting, we have looked at one of the opening day rides at each of the four major theme parks. This week, we're going to take a little time to understand FastPass Plus and offer some tips on how to use it. If you are tired of waiting in those long lines and ready to walk right onto your favorite ride, well then join me as we go for a ride this week. We will get started today with our Know Before You Go essential facts. FastPass was first implemented at Walt Disney World in 1999. FastPass Plus was launched in January 2014, replacing the original FastPass system. You can start each day with three FastPass Plus reservations within the same park. One additional FastPass Plus can be obtained inside the park after the original three have been used. Another can be obtained after this is used, and so on, as long as they are available. Not every ride is available for FastPass Plus. There are a limited number of FastPass Plus reservations for each ride on a given day. FastPass Plus reservations can be made on the My Disney Experience app or online at DisneyWorld.com. Magic Bands act as your FastPass Plus ticket. A simple touch of your band to the corresponding touch point, and you are ready to ride. Okay, those are the facts. Now on to the fun.
One jump ahead of the slow pokes, one skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gonna use a nom de plume. One jump ahead of the hitman, one hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block.
When it comes to lines at Disney World, I wholeheartedly agree with my friend Aladdin. We have got to keep one jump ahead. I love my Disney vacations, but I don't love watching the time tick away while standing in a line. I want to race through the queue, enjoy my ride, and move on to the next. And the best way to do that is by understanding and utilizing the new FastPass Plus system. Before we get into the details of today's system, let's go back to 1999 and talk about the original FastPass. Even if this will be your first trip, you probably already know Walt Disney World is a very popular vacation destination. That means a lot of people go to the magical realm every day of every year. As a result, visiting during peak periods means there will be very long lines on the most popular rides, and even considerable lines on those same rides during non-peak season. Wanting to deliver more time on rides and less time in lines, Disney created the FastPass system. All park guests had the ability to visit their favorite ride and find a ticket dispenser at the entrance to that ride. By inserting your park pass, a paper ticket would then be dispensed with a return time window. This return time would vary depending on how early in the day the FastPass was obtained. Once you had your FastPass return window, you were then free to go visit other rides, hopefully those without long waits. Then when it was time to return, you simply went back to your FastPass ride and handed over your ticket. Now the best part. Like a Disney VIP, you were allowed down a secondary line for FastPass holders only. Depending on the day, you could walk right by over 100 or more people standing there in the standby line. You wouldn't always walk right onto the ride, but in most cases, the wait would be less than 10 minutes. Soon, you would have experienced the ride and be outside walking past those same folks in the standby line as they continued to wait. Of course, you did have to wait for your FastPass window, but rather than wait in line, you were able to visit other rides in the meantime. When your FastPass return time came around, you could also then go secure another FastPass for your next ride. Now, I used this system 4 years ago when I visited and had great success. A little preparation before entering the park and a plan of action meant you could utilize FastPass and experience a lot of rides without a lot of waiting. Of course, there were limits to the system, and visiting during peak season could mean a ride had dispensed all of its allotted FastPass tickets for the day before the clock even struck 10 a.m. Also, it's a bit of a hassle to walk to a ride, obtain a FastPass, and then walk back to another ride while you waited for your window. Two steps forward, one step back kind of thing. However, one thing I love about Disney is that they are constantly looking to improve, and the FastPass system is no different. Enter the My Disney Experience app, Magic Bands, and FastPass Plus. We do not have the time today to really cover the app and the Magic Bands, but we will touch on how they relate to your FastPass Plus experience. For all the planners out there, which if you're listening, I'm assuming that's you, The beauty of FastPass Plus is that you no longer have to wait till you get to the park to secure a FastPass. Now you can make your selections 30 days in advance, or 60 days in advance if you're staying on Walt Disney World property. No more running to a FastPass kiosk as the park opens. Instead, you can lounge on your couch at home and tinker with your FastPass Plus options to your heart's content. In fact, as a planner, I find it a little addictive. The process has undergone constant revision since first being released. Originally, the list of rides only allowed for one big headliner and two more minor attractions. Now the list of rides that you can choose from is more comprehensive, and for some parks, does not limit the list of headliners to just one FastPass Plus. Which means I could get a FastPass Plus for Test Track and Soaring and Spaceship Earth all on the same day. Once you have selected your favorite three rides, you are given time windows to choose from. There will be a screen with Option A, Option B, Option C, and what Disney says is the best match. You pick the time windows you want, and then your FastPass Plus rides and times are finalized. Now keep in mind that your selections will affect where you are in each park. For example, if you make selections in the Magic Kingdom for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, and Pirates of the Caribbean within a couple hours of each other, you will do some significant walking. For first-time visitors, these three rides are all in different lands: Tomorrowland, New Fantasyland, and Adventureland. Now, your Disney app will tell you that the length of ride and location within the park play a factor in the options and times given so as not to overwork you on vacation. Still, you can find yourself bouncing around more than you expect if you aren't careful when making the FastPass Plus reservations. My family found this especially true at Epcot, which leads me to my tips for utilizing FastPass Plus. Tip number one, FastPass Plus is a blessing, not a burden. As I said before, with a little forethought and some planning, you can really use FastPass Plus to help you experience more rides in the same amount of time. However, it can also become a burden when things get a little off track and you're racing to make your next FastPass Plus before it expires. Don't sweat. First of all, there is a generous 1 hour arrival window, and even if you are a few minutes early or a few minutes late, the cast members will usually let you through within reason. If you can't make it in time, it's not that big of a deal. Relax, and remember, you're on vacation. Sometimes pushing your family to the max is not worth one more ride. Wow, I can't believe I just said that. Seriously though, all Disney vacations require a lot of flexibility, which leads me to tip number two. Tip number two, FastPass Plus is flexible. After you make the initial three selections and choose the time options that work best, you can still make changes. Maybe you decide someone in your party isn't ready for Dinosaur, or maybe one of the three ride times just doesn't fit well or conflicts with meal times. Or maybe you're like me, and you're just really indecisive in your quest for the perfect touring plan. You can actually go in and choose a new ride or a new time for a ride after making the initial selections. You can do this with one ride at a time without affecting the other two rides. You're still limited, you can't select any old time that you want, and you have to select a ride in the same park as the other two rides. But when you go to make a change in the time, you're given the other time windows that are still available for that day. This helps you fine-tune your plan. I did this quite a lot. Okay, tip number three, FastPass Plus is for everyone. You may have a large group that doesn't want to do every ride together, and that's okay. You can select three completely different FastPass Plus rides for each member of your group, or you can all opt for the exact same ride and experience them together. On my last big family trip, my brother-in-law and I rode Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster, while the rest of the family opted for another go on Toy Story Mania. We all had a FastPass Plus, enjoyed our rides separately, and then reunited after riding to enjoy the rest of our evening together. Okay, tip number four. FastPass Plus is best at peak times. When you are given time windows, remember that lines for rides are longest during the peak time of the day, late morning to early afternoon. So you will save the most time by selecting FastPass Plus rides during this peak window. If you're visiting in the off-season, you won't need a FastPass Plus for most rides during the early morning or late evening. Of course, there are many other factors to your schedule. You may plan a break in the mid-afternoon for some rest or relaxation back at your resort. If that is the case, you obviously don't want to select FastPass Plus during that time. If you're going to be in the park during the middle of the day, though, you will get the most out of your time by using the FastPass Plus system while you are there. So that is the history of FastPass, an introduction to the new FastPass Plus system, and a few tips to help you plan your itinerary of rides. Before I go, I want to leave you with a quick sample walkthrough on using FastPass Plus. log on to your My Disney Experience app. From the menu, select FastPass Plus under Plan and Manage. Touch the FP Plus icon with the Choose New FastPass Plus Experiences. Under Choose My Party, select the guests you want to manage. Next, choose a park and date. Let's pick the Magic Kingdom and an upcoming date. Click Next, choose My FastPass Plus Experiences, scroll through the list of available rides and choose your top three. I'm selecting Big Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain, and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Choose option A, B, C, or Best Match for your times. Now click Get These FastPass Plus Experiences. You're all set. I will have this sample walkthrough available on our website, wdwrideguide.com, along with my list of top 5 recommendations for FastPass Plus rides in each park. Be sure and stop by the website to check this out, as well as leave your tips and feedback for fellow travelers. FastPass Plus really is simple and a fun way to get even more excited about your upcoming rides. Best of all, it means less time standing in lines and more time enjoying the ride. I hope this podcast has helped you get excited about using FastPass Plus. Thank you so much for joining me again today. Next week, we will start exploring the best thrill rides Disney World has to offer. Until then, make each day a ride worth taking. Follow the WDW Ride Guide on Facebook at facebook.com/WDW Ride Guide. And to subscribe to the podcast, visit WDWRideGuide.com/subscribe. If you had fun listening this week, and I hope you did, please share the podcast with your family and friends. I would also greatly appreciate a review in iTunes. If you would like to share your own story involving FastPass Plus or have questions or comments, of course, I would love to hear from you. You can leave feedback on our website, WDWRideGuide.com.